Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, what's everyone thinking?
Anal.
For once, I agree with Jason. Who knew?
What? But what a weird thing to say in a
makes sense
place
to me.
No, it's of weird. He does it just to ruffle people's feathers, and it's not in a let me just be a inappropriate way, because you need some type of camaraderie to do that.
Yeah, and
he doesn't have that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because Storm is not uncomfortable with anal. Neither is
no,
Courtney.
But it's the way it's said.
It's weird.
It's to,
he thinks he's going to be shocking, and it's not.
It's to create. He's almost creating distance.
The guy's got y'all. This is below deck med.
Season 7, episode 12, we just don't click. Click.
That's a good name because click. The clicks have formed.
Oh, have they
Boy,
ever?
Boy, big time.
Big
we got
time.
Some rival gangs.
I want to watch West Side Story again because I love that movie so much, but I don't know if I can go through it. It was emotional.
You mean the remake?
Both of them at this point. Both of them.
Quite emotional. It's obvious now. I wrote down, boy, this crew is splintering.
Splintering! But you know what brings people together? Live shows.
Yes!
Y'all come see us on the Double It Tour. Coming to an East Coast Southern city near you, just 5 of them.
Starting in Chicago. Well, that's Midwest. But Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Washington, D.C., and Tampa, a.k.a. Tamps.
Tamps. Also, because of scheduling, the way it's just working out, y'all, for the first time ever for our Washington, D.C. show, Poodle, what show are we going to be talking about?
We're talking about Lilu or Lalu or Love After Lockup or Life After Lockup. Actually, Life After Lockup.
Yeah, so it's
the
a
first ever.
Lilu Live.
Lilu Live Uncuffed.
We're excited. Very excited.
Insert sound of jail cell slamming.
Yeah, boom. We are going to be talking about Happily Ever After.
Yes.
So we will talk about it. We just won't do a deep, because y'all, one episode airs that week.
We're gonna
and we already have a show in New York and a show in Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to do a deep dive on Lalu.
Got to talk about something. And then we'll be talking about Single Life later on that week in Tamps.
So if you don't normally watch Love After Lockup,
What are you doing?
You need to do better. Y'all, it's on WeTV, and some cable subscriptions have that as part of it, but you can find it on Sling, you can find it on YouTube TV.
The streaming network it's part of is All Black.
All Black,
it's spelled, I think, BLK.
Yes.
But yeah, it's on your, if you have cable or whatever, you can watch it. So, or you could buy it for $2 if you want to buy one episode or whatever.
Yeah, but it's going to be episode 11, I believe.
I think so. We're going to
episode 21.
Check our Instagram because as shows come up, we're going to actually make a little chart. Actually, I got this from Watch What Crappens.
They
that's much smarter. Where we just kind of say, So we're going to put up, we'll put up for what we're watching for each show. So you can just mark your calendars right. And we'll give you plenty of time so you can watch it or record it on your TiVo or whatever you want to do in time. All right.
Skyride it.
I don't think anything else. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify where
also,
we listen.
Also, Love is Blind is coming out very soon. Y'all, we're talking October 19th, Love is Blind Season 3. Those episodes will come out on Wednesday. We will post everything we have. We've been kind enough, been treated so kindly by Netflix to get to get those episodes a little early for media members.
And why are we getting those early? So we can do what, Poodle?
We're trying to create something called Event television. Boom, boom, boom. Yes. Remember must-see TV? We're creating that again.
We're doing it better.
Agreed.
Doing it better.
There's no Veronica's Closet in this
don't
one.
Don't you knock that show.
It was terrible.
You watched it.
Yeah.
It was gay. It had a gay guy. And what's his name?
Cortez.
Dan Cortez was part of my sexual awakening. Oh, God.
Wasn't he ever?
Oh, God.
Ooh. Him on MTV Sports.
Oh, him though in that. Oh. And Kirstie Alley was just a drag queen. And Kathy Najimy, another drag queen.
Was she on that show?
Yeah, she played her best friend.
That's right.
And then that nerdy white gay guy who played all the nerdy white gay guys for like 10 years.
Even though he's not gay.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
He was on the Larry Sanders Show too.
Really?
Yeah.
Him and Howie Long. Who knew? Not gay. Not gay.
What show was that? Was that UK, Night at UK?
I think so.
When you basically had went into a fugue state?
Yeah. I love that people said they almost wrecked their cars listening to it.
That you got it so wrong.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Anyway, y'all, let's jump into this. This was a good episode.
Yes, but we are dropping that at 12:01 Thursday.
Thursday, so it drops 20th. At 12 on Wednesday. We're literally 24 hours? Yeah.
Yeah.
24 hours after Netflix. Thank you, Netflix.
You'll get as much as we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. So anyway, exciting stuff. We're trying to get things out. We're dropping now. We're trying to put Lalu out on Friday night.
Trying.
You can watch Lalu and then it drops after the show, y'all. Yeah. That woman at Dodson's Floral is going to be so happy. She loved watching it on Friday night.
It's better, I guess, and the happy days are few and far between since they had that shooting.
It's true. My mama was almost there.
I can't hear the story again. We can't do it.
I know. We got to jump in. Y'all, I love, this is what Tash sits down to meet Captain Sandy.
Tash.
This is what I call a shit-eating grin. She just sits down and she looks at Captain Sandy like, hi,
Tosh,
I'm so wonderful.
Tosh to the bridge.
So wonderful.
And with that,
oh Jesus,
I'm immediately calling
raw dogging
another installment of Below Deck Theater. Ding, 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 ding. It's so stupid.
Now I want a hush puppy.
I'll be playing the role of Captain Sandy as usual.
I'll be playing Tash. Natasha.
And
action.
Hey, Tosh. Tosh, it's so good to see you.
I'm smiling because I know I'm going to be so great.
Tosh 2.0. Oh,
thanks, Kifton. You want to tell me how good I am?
Doe Tasha Master.
Tell me how good I am?
Sorry.
I don't know what that means. I'm just trying to keep going and do the scene.
Sorry.
Just trying to get it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, yeah. Tosh. Yeah. I love you. I love everything you're doing.
I love you too.
And I don't know. I don't really want to break your spirit, but you're so good at service.
Thank you.
But it's the filth downstairs. It's the filth. You're dirty, just Tosh.
I'm not, like Oscar
the Grouch would say, gross.
No, I don't love trash. No.
Yeah, you love trash.
No,
I'm like stepping over dead fish.
What, and like banana peels and shit. Okay.
But I'm telling you, what about you're doing such a good...
My drinks, she liked my drinks.
I'll get to it. You're doing such a good job. Everyone loves you.
Yeah.
The guests love you. The drinks are wonderful.
Thank you. We get good tips, yeah.
But I mean, it's like walking through a landfill.
Okay.
It makes me want to throw up.
Oh, right.
Honestly. And then I look at your face and I just think of... It's like someone threw you... in a dumpster.
I thought I looked quite nice today.
I mean, your boobs are nice and perky.
Well, thank you. Could you say that again and record it, please?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
but you're incredible. I mean, you're just incredible.
We don't have enough hours, Captain. But when I walk down there, we don't have enough hours to clean up.
When I walk down there, it's like the stench of death hits me in the face.
Well, we're trying to service a charter.
It's just disgusting.
We're so big about service. We got to service a charter so much. We don't have enough hours in the day.
Well, you get someone else who knows when you're on service. They could be cleaning it up. They could be cleaning it up.
Have you ever done service for a charter? Do you know how many people have I ever done service? It takes so many people to do. We've got drinks.
You know, it reminds me of an episode of Small Wonder.
Okay.
I don't know that show. Where Vicky, she was a robot, you know.
Okay, that makes sense.
It'd be great if we had robot stews.
American television's weird, isn't it?
Not weird. Pristine.
Okay.
And she was trying to get Jamie, the chipmunk-faced boy.
Okay, yeah.
Not an attractive child.
Okay.
And Vicky was trying to get him to clean up his room, much like your feces-covered pantry.
I don't think this is feces.
Oh, it's everywhere. It makes me sick.
Okay.
In fact, you smell of it, actually. Take a bath when you can. Makes me sick. Do your best. You're a great worker. Here's the long and the short of it. Vicky basically... forced Jamie to clean up his room, and Jamie thanked her after and said, "Thank you, Captain Sandy, for making me make my ship a better place."
Wait, you're a robot now? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying that's what should have happened in the show.
Okay.
You're not understanding the metaphor, Tosh.
Okay.
So turn your perky bosoms around and go clean my fucking pantry. Okay?
All right.
You're doing great.
Thank you, Captain.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lock the door on your way out.
Scene. It's pretty much how it went down. That's pretty verbatim.
Y'all, the way she gives a compliment
and
destroys with the next sentence, this was vintage Captain Sandy.
It was vintage Captain Sandy. Y'all, it took her a bit to warm up this charter, but we're getting it now. Oh, these last two. You just got to make a mess. Who knew? You just had to make a mess.
She said, "It's just the filth downstairs."
But Captain Sandy's not wrong. I don't think it takes two people.
They're fucking around.
We saw them until 5 a.m. last night. Half the time, they were just talking. They could have cleaned all of that up last night.
Look, she needs a gay best friend. He needs a hag. And that's it.
If I was up and if I said to someone, it looks like this is going to be a long charter night, guess what? I'd drink a Diet Dr. Pepper or a Dr. Pepper Zero, whatever we had in provisions, and I'd fucking clean that thing up while we're getting drinks.
There is a line between having someone entertaining the guests. And the problem was Kyle became guest entertainer or extraordinaire when that gay charter happened.
Yeah.
So he thinks that's just normal. And so Tosh is doing everything because she lets him do that because she's afraid to say anything to him because if a gay guy rejects you, what else is new?
And Kyle, and Kyle's the only one.
Who else do you have?
Yep, and Kyle's the only one that validates this terrible boyfriend and listens to this drama because no one else on the boat wants to hear it. Her means are not great the way she goes about and does it. However, I can't argue with Talia.
Natalia's
not wrong the way she's coming after them.
She snitches, but how she's doing it is, I think she also takes it personally that she's having to do everything, and they actually just go take a break together. They don't tell Talia that they're going to take a break or that she should take a break.
No,
and Captain Sandy says, and you know what? It's always the one who's doing laundry is always the one who's working. I loved that.
I mean, granted, they could take a break together because they don't have a chart. They don't have a charter there. But at the same time, just good management. If you're taking a break while we're working, why don't I work?
Yeah.
So that way we can still get stuff done.
And I'm not saying they don't work, but what? But
it's
they would
sweet Valley boat,
right? They would
Sweet Valley High.
They would defend each other by saying we work so hard. And but even Kyle even says later on, y'all, I worked like 2% that whole charter. I apologize.
Yeah.
And it just makes me, if Kyle comes back again, I think he won't be as liked as much.
I don't think he's a great Stew.
Yeah.
When he's great, he's great. But I don't think his heart is in it, actually.
Well, his heart has been won by Frankie, who he'd met for what, 48 hours?
Yeah. Who now he wants to have babies with.
It's ridiculous.
It's so like with her texting
and
Frank. And
she
all that.
Perpetuates it.
No, they're both
14-year-old girls.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's you spot it, you got it. Kyle said with this crew, they're 11-year-old girls and 30-year-old body, and that's the way he and Tasha are acting.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your next teabag?
We kind of talked a lot about that. We talked about Talia, but she's upset that they took a break. But then Tosh and Kyle are like, well, we can't go out to dinner tonight for Z's birthday.
It's the Martyr Club, everybody.
We can't do that. And guess what? Nothing like a Martyr Club for Jason, because that's the club he was a part of and president in high school. So yeah. Now Jason's like, I'm going to stay and help you clean up too.
He's the Martyr Club because none of them really want to go out with the others. They're not doing that because when you're miserable, you're only in the happy in the company of other miserable people.
Yeah, and it's passive aggressively wants to make Talia feel like, well, we're doing the job and you're not.
Yep, yep.
It's shitty.
Yeah.
It's again.
How knew I would be Team Natalia?
I know. Well, I have to say, I don't love everything about her.
No.
Especially the way she acts with Storm is pretty terrible.
Yeah. Although I understand it.
But I was going to say.
I totally understand it.
I bet someone's less attracted to Storm this episode.
A little bit. A little clingy.
Because the thing that draws Poodle away is a commitment.
That watch made my dick wilt.
How did you feel when he said I would get my name tattooed on you?
I turned inside myself. And I think he was joking, but it's not even cool to joke that way.
No. So again, but
especially for someone like Natalia.
Yeah, it just y'all.
They're too different. They're going nowhere.
No.
Yeah, yeah. They're too different. She needs to chase someone.
The problem with Talia though is that this kind of goes into my next. So yes, Jason's offering to help them, but then they're really not that late because the four of them show up to dinner. They don't even have their food yet, and the rest of them show up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
So it shows you it didn't take that long to clean that up.
No, no, no.
It didn't take that long at all. So
it was lip service.
It was total lip service. They could have done it.
Yeah.
And so, but when they're at dinner waiting for everybody, that's the thing about Talia that's kind of unnerving is that she immediately starts telling Storm, like, not Storm, she starts talking to Dave and just anything she can do to throw Tosh under the bus and that she shouldn't treat someone that way, that shitty. And Dave is kind of like, yeah, I don't have a problem with this anymore. Like,
right.
You notice how she keeps bringing it up?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we literally at one point said, yeah, we passed this.
We're good now.
We're good.
And no,
she's like,
I agree.
I know, but she's a piece of shit, Raw. And he's like, yeah, no, we're fine. But you hate her, right?
This is the point in a charter season, and it starts happening in most seasons of Below Deck, where, and it usually happens, sometimes there's friction between the chief stew and the third stew, or between second and third stew. This is pretty typical. And usually on their day off, they're already fighting.
Yeah. True.
And so it is normal. Now, what we do have is a very, Natalia, who has a very strong personality. And she's not just going to.
And likes to be right.
Yeah. And she's not just going to talk about you behind your back. She's going to say it to your face.
She's not passive aggressive. Like I said, she's aggressive.
Aggressive.
But she is a her, she's like a pit bull that when that jaw clamps down, she will just keep shaking on you.
Yeah. She does have.
And I don't have anything wrong with pit bulls, y'all. Pit bulls are nice dogs. They're great rescue. Don't come at me. I don't think all pit bulls are bad. I just mean the way their jaw mechanism works.
We have to say that because y'all dog people are nuts.
My brother has an American pit. I love Xena. It's a great dog. Anyway, but I'm just saying, but the way her jaw is,
yeah,
it locks. Anyway, that's the whole point.
Just don't say anything more about dogs.
If you message me about a pit bull, y'all, I'm not responding. I love all dogs.
I said one thing about pit bulls once.
That's why I remember.
The DMs that I got, I was so
tired. I'm not saying they're bad. Don't message me. I love all dogs. I don't care.
I love all dogs.
I do love That's all it. Dogs. There isn't a dog I don't love.
I don't
love.
Like all dogs.
I can't think of a dog that I don't like.
It's not that I don't like certain breeds. I just don't like all dogs.
I won't have a dog that sheds because I grew up with one. Drove me crazy.
I'm allergic, so I can't.
What's new?
I need only hypoallergenic dogs.
Wow.
So, my next tea bag is Jason is a full-on dark cloud.
He really is.
Yeah.
You see it on this day off, how you see like when Storm and Z are trying to just talk to him.
Yeah.
They're making conversation. They're being so nice.
Like, where'd you get that food?
Where'd you get that food? Ordered it. Like he is a person that you throw them the ball and he just holds his glove out and it hits the glove and drops down. He doesn't even offer.
I wonder how much he'd worked with other crews in the past. I think he might have been like more like a lone wolf and been the one person who was in charge of things. He doesn't work with people well.
I think there's something there's a social skill he does not have.
This was a casting fail.
They probably cast him because he looked attractive. He's got a super fit, like they talked about. He's got a super fit body.
But
like,
that neck beard has to go.
They thought they were going to get someone else. And fucking snooze.
Yeah.
Because like Benny's at least dramatic and does these weird quirky things in Badoo.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit in though with the group either. But there's also something a little bit like Benny gets on my nerves.
He makes things interesting.
Because he's 34.
Benny is 34.
But he's interesting and like you could see there is not lovable.
Did you hear that both his parents died?
Really? Didn't know. Shocker. Didn't know. Did you know that Jessica's 34 as well? That Mark's 24? I can't wait for Love is Blind. But there's something, dare I say, lovable about Benny that you can love. What's lovable about Jason?
Nothing.
There's just nothing. He's a dark cloud. You're so right.
And his attempt at humor is distancing.
It's not that I don't like him. I just don't.
Oh, I don't like him.
I don't anything about him.
I don't like him.
What's your next tea bag?
My next one, and I want to talk about Courtney, Dave, Z, and the blonde woman from Ace of Base.
Oh.
But before, we're going to take a quick break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See,
Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
praise is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Boo 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 boo. That is on Poodle's Gay Club Glitter Mix. You will hear that played at live shows. At least two Ace of Base hits.
I loved Ace of Base.
Me too. God. I had that album.
We were, yeah, I did too. Hey.
Hey.
When you say, I'm married, I'm not dead, you're speaking Poodle's language.
I liked it when she said that, and it was the total turd the pool, and they all went, yeah, we need to go home.
Even Z, who was drunk as fuck, went, yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow.
She did look, she was very Nordic, Ace of Base.
Z looked so cute, and like when they said, he said, I'm not good at pickup lines, and he said, well, how do you pick them? He's like, I make the face, and
he did his funny.
Eyes. He's so funny.
He was wasted.
They got fucking drunk.
Yeah, but him and Courtney, too.
The thing that bummed me out, I don't think they ever made out.
No.
And I will say,
I think they're, both of them are very aware this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something I enjoy, I've got to say, I'm just going to call it. It's a great, you know what I do love? I love it when it's your birthday and you go out with your friends and there's just nothing that makes you feel better than a good birthday makeout with a stranger. You know you're not going home with them. You're not going to have sex. You just make out a little bit on the dance floor and then you go home.
Not familiar.
Wow.
I'm at least going to get a birthday blowjob.
Wow, you feel...
Or an alley fingering.
You feel nothing anymore if someone's not putting some type of pain inside you. Wow.
I will drink your tears.
I just was talking about a nice little... You're dancing to Britney, and then you look over to some felon, and you have a little birthday makeout, and then you go home. No harm, no foul. If nope. You're married, who cares? Wasn't your problem.
Okay.
Because then you go
what if
home...
What if their partner's there?
Well, that's not my problem. But then you go home to their house when they're married, and then suddenly you're calling your podcast partner
problems.
And saying, pick me up. Someone slashed my tires.
I got Lou on my hands. So when my next one is that Storm bought Natalie a watch. When I saw this, y'all, I went, oh.
This makes no sense. We find out later the next day when he's sober,
it's his sisters.
It was for his sisters, yeah. And he got drunk and just gave it to her. But still, this was weird.
This is the thing about him. He is trying to prove to everyone. He tries to be an edgy guy. He's a softie.
He's a romantic.
Yeah, he's a softie, and this is the worst person for her.
I mean, really, yeah. I think why you were attracted to Storm.
Dirtbag pirate. I thought it'd be a lot worse.
Because Storm is you.
I'm not that romantic. I'm more Natalia. Because okay. when they give me something, she's like, uh-oh, now I'm wanting to push back now.
But I feel like you want to be romantic and you don't let yourself.
If I'm in it with someone who I can see a long-term thing with, I can be. But if I'm hitting and quitting it, no, don't give me a watch. That'll just tell me what time I need to leave.
God.
It's 10 minutes past. Zoom!
I love it how Kyle was like, I can't believe they did that. So da-da-da. And I went, if Frank got you a watch, you would go, oh, my God.
Boy, he's the last person who needs to be giving advice.
That's the deal. Kyle just, and I see why he can rub people the wrong way. Don't get me wrong. I like Kyle. I bet he's a lot of fun. But he's that gay that's like, I'm going to jump in and give you all the advice and tell you about your life. And oddly enough, him and Talia thrive on that. Like,
no,
they both
do.
Go at each other.
They do.
And I actually bet they're friends after this.
Yep. They can be.
Her and Tosh.
No.
No.
Did you like it when, of course, Kyle has to talk about his relationship with Frank? She's like, you know, sometimes I think that, like, Frank is just telling me how I'm just like, he's talking to me and I can't believe, can I look like Quasimodo? And Talia says, thank God you said it.
It was great. They're funny. They're really funny to each other. He's like, you bitch. They're very
slimy
ab-fab.
Bitch.
Their way. You know what? I would listen to a podcast with the two of them.
Me too.
That would be a
totally.
Good show.
That would be a great show. Tosh would be a snooze.
They would be a. Has anybody from Below Deck done up their own podcast?
Yeah, Kate.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
For a while, I think they stopped doing it. But there's a couple Below Deck podcasts. Hannah has one.
Really?
Hannah from BDM. You never saw Hannah.
No. Yeah.
You want to see apathy about guests sometimes? Hannah. I loved her, but she wasn't the best Chief Stew. But I loved her attitude. She could wither a guest with one glance.
Oh, and that's how I love Kyle. I just think he just goes into... But Kyle and Talia, y'all don't listen to us. But do that podcast. We'll help you start it.
Yeah.
I will. Poodle won't.
No. What's your next one?
What? I talked about Storm getting a tattoo. Talia wanted to start this fight with Storm, right?
Yes.
Like,
no, this
literally
was...
nothing was wrong with Storm. He was just taking a pretty walk on the beach.
This
he wasn't
was...
even being emo about it or anything.
This was her reinforcing. She shows, weirdly, I understand it. She shows attention by berating people.
Yeah.
And
she's not, she's all tough love for her.
Yeah.
She doesn't sit with someone and say, God, that must suck for you. She'll immediately jump to, why did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And she came off as shitty because he's just trying to have a moment. And I don't know what context they had just had. Either.
True.
And because he's been a little sullen the whole day.
Yeah.
And she was kind of over it. She said all his feelings. And she just wants to be the good time. She just wants to have a good time. And anything that seems feelings makes, because she's not really there. So she feels really uncomfortable.
Because we said this before about it, and I still stand by it. She is shallow.
She is.
Because she has the awareness and knows why she doesn't want to get committed. Yep. But she doesn't have this curiosity of self to want to dig deep and figure that out or dig more. She just wants to stay in the shallow end.
Did you say when she said that? Did you see when she said, he's like, well, you know, in a relationship. She's like, we're not in a relationship. He's like, okay, good.
But Storm said, no, I don't think we are.
Yeah.
So I think it's also a little bit, Storm is the type that when I saw this, I went, oh, wait. He gave her that watch, and he was joking about the tattoo. He doesn't think this is serious.
No.
But this is just Storm. I think Storm is really comfortable in his skin, and when he's in a relationship, he just tells you how he feels and doesn't expect
Talia doesn't know what to do.
And so I actually think, in a way, it's too much for her.
I agree.
Kyle made me love him again, though, when he's standing in that ridiculous outfit with those Elton John glasses, just sucking on a straw like someone from Drag Race going, I don't know what's happening over there, but they just got to get this shit together. I laughed. And he is funny.
The next day, he shows up and everyone's a little hungover. He goes, listen, fucknut, where's my coffee?
Yeah. Yes, like when he said, we could have had one-liners from Kyle when he was said the night before, I'm having a great time with this dinner, besides all the inquisitions and execute and da-da-da, and these terrible people around me, I love all of you. I'm going to say that to you next time we're on there. Listen, fucknut, where's my coffee?
And then Kyle says that, and then Talia's like, and I love, she's like, thank you for stealing my thunder like you always do.
Oh, I love them together. I kind of want to just see more of them.
They are, to me, the most entertaining thing about this season.
Yes, I would love to see them on another charter, but with a different Chief Stew.
100%.
Because I don't think either of them are ready to be a Chief Stew.
No. both would go mad with power.
Yeah, and he would let everything go by and try to be everyone's friend, even worse.
Yeah, she would be a dictator.
Oh, big time. Her staff would hate her.
Yep, agreed.
But I would. That's what I want next season. I want those two and another chief stew.
They would fight about who's going to be third.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, like they're already fighting about. What did you think? I just want to talk the last little bit. I don't have anything else except for Storm and Jason.
Storm treated this perfectly, and Jason just immediately made it emotional. And but you know, Jason said, when Storm said, "Hey, I just before I talk, I want to," he did a great thing. "I want to hear from you and want to know where your head is at." And Jason just said, completely didn't talk about anything of where his head at. Just said, "I'm just trying to step on nobody's toes." He didn't actually say, "This is how I feel. This is where I feel dropped." Yeah. He didn't say anything of how he's feeling. And then Storm, in not in a blaming way, he would say, okay. And when he said, "Sometimes, you know, you can get snappy and you get in the mood and we don't know what to do with that. What do you need in that?"
He's asking what he needs.
He's asking. Jason's basically saying, he's like, "It's baffling. It's baffling to me that you just feel like I'm not carrying my load."
Yeah, and he says, "I'm carrying everyone else's weight."
When Jason said that, I went, "What fucking boat are you on, dude? You're delusional."
No, he's not in. He lives in his own reality.
I think he is a bit of a, I don't think he's like certifiable, but he's got some narcissism going on.
Yeah, yeah. He's a finance bro.
Boring.
And he even says, he's like, "We may have to talk about it." He's like, replace me right now. And I think we only have two more charters.
Yeah, I think so.
After this. So I don't know what's going to happen. Between this and Badoo with trying to replace people, y'all.
I know, but you're like, just shit or get off the boat. It's taken so long to get people off this sucker.
Yeah, but if we have another trying charter, if we have another, if one of the charters.
Well, maybe Jason will quit this episode, next episode.
Maybe.
Can I just say.
It is a TV continued.
This is totally speaking of shallow, but when Courtney went out, she talked about her dad. We've already talked about that.
Yeah, he has Alzheimer's. He's to the point where he's not walking and talking anymore.
Yeah, I feel for her. We both do. That's horrible, horrible. Yeah. I just want to say, though, when she went out.
Prison disease.
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Her makeup.
No, she's wonderful.
But she does her makeup so well. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I just love her. All right, I want a cupcake now from talking about Lalu.
I enjoy everyone in this cast except for Jason and Tosh.
But Tosh, I enjoy things about her.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't mind her not being, and she gives me good drama, at least, on the ship.
Yeah, I don't think she's a bad person either.
No, I enjoy
Jason's
Tosh.
Jason's a terrible person.
But Jason doesn't give us anything.
Yep. And Captain Sandy.
Oh, I love watching her. Y'all, that's the show. Go on to Apple Podcast and go on to Spotify and leave us a review.
Thank you.
Nothing makes poodle. We haven't said this in a long time. Nut poodle, what makes you happy? What was it again? What would I
what
say?
What do you love?
Yeah, poodle, what do you love?
My parents' approval.
Well, that got dark.
Which I'll never get.
But also, what else do you love?
A review.
A review, y'all. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We appreciate that. Or wherever you listen. It's coming commonplace more and more to leave reviews. So we appreciate that. Also, go to our TikTok and our Instagram. Because we're trying to do our social media a lot more.
We got memes and all kinds of shit for y'all. I learned how to make memes.
And you know what? This bitch taught me how to make a meme.
I did.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I told you.
You did.
I told you where you could find insights.
You did. I was impressed. All right. And then you got your Instagram hacked again.
What's wrong with my toe?
Oh, God. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. But until then, we will lie. What?
That's this is below deck. Show. Y'all should just see me how I just looked at him. Like I was about to murder him. But until then, we're keeping it in. We're keeping the show.
You know why? Is we talked about cupcakes, and I'm craving a cupcake now.
Y'all, we will see you later. But until next time, Anchors the Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.